you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, next hour they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Well, before we get to Bob, I simply wanted to point out that the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have been putting out reports saying that the food inflation throughout the world has been 83% over the last 3 years. In other words, food throughout the world has increased about 83% during the last 3 years, which is not quite 30% a year, but over 25% a year. And yet, of course, here in the United States, we're told, oh, there is no inflation at all. And we got maybe 2.2% core inflation and maybe 4.3 inflation if you want to include food and fuel. But we can assure you there's no inflation. But they're lying. I mean, we have inflation. It's much higher than that. And all you have to do is go down to the store, go to the gas station, look, and understand that high government officials are lying because they don't want you to understand what's happening, because they don't want to have to pay the Social Security recipients or what they are legally entitled to, pay the people who bought index treasury bonds, index for inflation, what they're entitled to. Governments always lie. They always have since the inception of mankind, and same things happened in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and they're happening here in America today. We have inflation running 10 to 12%. But more than that, of course, the whole financial system of the United States is teetering on the edge of destruction. But they cannot let you know. Certainly, Union Bank of Switzerland has written off almost $40 billion in bad debts, and they have another $72 billion to write off. This is the third largest bank in the world, is hovering on the edge of dissolution. And where is the concern? Most people go blithely on their way wondering what's going to happen to Barry Bond when he goes on trial for perjury. Well, Bob Chapman, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, it's good to be back.
Always good to have you.
Another week of excitement. Unfortunate, most of it negative.
Well, tell us what's going on, because we want our listeners to know.
Right. And, you know, all of the things that you have just said are true. And one of the things about inflation, I just received in the dollarcollapse.com by John Rubino. I've only seen two other reports that came close to my figures on inflation, unemployment, growth, and national debt. And I get inflation now at 12.3%, actually 12.38%. He's got it at 12. Unemployment, he has a 12. I get it at 14.38. Economic growth, he has his negative. I have his negative as well. And national debt, he's got it at 60 trillion. I've got it at 72, 73 trillion. So, there are others who are now starting to speak out about, I guess you'd call it the scam of statistics. And I think as time goes on, you're going to see more and more people do that. And the reason is that I don't think it can hide it any longer. Even though the Securities Exchange Commission has told corporations under FAS 157, which means that you have to mark your assets to the market in the Tier 3 level, which is junk, they told them if there's not really a ready market, value the securities as you see fit. And, of course, they're going to value them at, you know, 90% or something like that. I know there's a Goldman Sachs sale on Friday at some...
Bye-bye.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's going on economically, and of course the government insists we've got a 2.1%, 2.2% core inflation, regular inflation 4.4%. But people must understand that figures don't lie, but liars can figure. Figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And if you've got a government job and you want to hold your job, you better well lie to the American people. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that's not only with government now. It is also with corporate America all over. And you speak out and say anything that they don't like, you're gone.
Right.
And you can be a minority or a woman or it doesn't make any difference. They just get rid of you. But anyway, I was speaking about Goldman Sachs selling asset-backed securities at 65 cents in the dollar. These are rated AAA and AA. Just last week they said they were going to, like Lehman Brothers, formulate packages to give to the Fed to use as collateral for loans. These are supposedly 28-day loans, when in fact they'll continue to roll them and they'll be permanent. And then eventually I think that they'll take this collateralized paper and they'll sell it off. But the Fed's taking the paper in at par, we think, because the Fed won't tell us what they're taking it in at. And the losses will be absorbed by the American taxpayer. So that's what's going on. It's sort of like a three-card Monte game. And, of course, the American people are the loser. And it doesn't make the problem go away. The problem is still there. The credit crisis today is worse than when it started in August. And it's really not going to get better. They're going to fight by using increases in M3, which is money and credit. Yes, they will all lower the interest rates to somewhere between 1 1.75% before this is over. And I don't know what they figured out what they're going to do after that, because, you know, there is no more downside to speak of. And they're grasping. They're in serious trouble, and serious trouble of exposure. And the most paramount thing to them is, and I learned this in spades, so to speak, the banking community has lost trust in the system and lost confidence in their fellow bankers. That's why they are not lending to them. Now, what the people who control our finances are really scared of is the American public losing confidence in the system. And I think we're right on the cusp of that happening, because we're hearing more and more everyday people who don't really understand economics and finance say that there's something dramatically wrong. And, of course, they're right. They don't understand what it is, but they know it's not good. And so the confidence is going to be lost over the next couple of years, and it will culminate in a collapse of the financial system.
I certainly agree with you, and I think that as this thing unfolds, and certainly as the hedge funds begin to fall apart, as countries throughout the world are facing inflation. In fact, inflation is gaining all throughout the world. It's not just here in the United States, but it's all a direct result of our monetary system. And one of these days, why they're going to repudiate the American dollar. The dollar is no longer going to be the reserve currency of the world. And those dollars are going to begin cascading back in here to the United States. And you think inflation is bad now? You just wait till that happens.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The creation of money and credit is probably this past month was around 18%. I don't have the final figures in yet, but it's certainly over 17. And you heard the figures I quoted earlier. And it's just going to get worse and worse. And then finally, they'll lose control of the system. And that's why it's so important that you get yourself out of debt, and particularly credit card debt, and get ready for leaner times. Get some food in and dehydrated and freeze-dried and defensive things for your family, and have a good source of water. These things are going to be very important, because, you know, we could easily be looking and a doubling of unemployment, which I'm calling at 14.375% to close to 30%. And if we look back at the figures for the 1930s, it was running between 33% and 35%. So to give you an idea what we're headed for. In fact, at this time it may be even worse. And at the same time, what's happening now is that the earnings of corporations are coming down, which we predicted they will. Over the last 2 years, we said there would be an increase in earnings last year, 6 to 8%. I think it was actually around 4, and the experts said it would be 13.5. They were way off. And this year, we're calling for no earnings growth and negative GDP. And with that kind of environment and higher unemployment, this real estate problem is going to feed on itself. The credit crisis is going to feed on itself. That means that the central banks are going to have to create more and more money and credit, And the inflation is just going to be out of sight. And that means for those of you who can invest, you can be talking about gold and silver related assets along with the other things I've just mentioned.
Well, I think the really interesting thing about unemployment, which you've always said was much higher than they're letting on, the government admitted that their unemployment last month, they lost 80,000 jobs. But certainly other people who, you know, were actually doing analyses, calling people's homes, and the home analysis, they have estimated 460,000 jobs, not 88,000 as we were told. So which figures do you tend to put your credence in, Bob?
Well, we can justify the 460 by very simply saying a formula has been used since 1981, and it's called the birth-death ratio, where they allot amounts of jobs being created by private industry that don't show up in the statistics because government knows that those jobs are being made. Of course, they don't know. It's just a way to manipulate the figures. And so, you know, 460,000 fits. And, you know, unemployment on a long-term basis is going higher. Politicians want to increase the distribution of unemployment from 26 to 52 weeks in states that are very hard hit, and perhaps another 3 months in those who haven't been that hard hit. And, you know, all of this has to come to a conclusion. And, of course, Mr. Bush is giving everybody $300 or $600 or $1,500 or whatever it is dollars to go out and spend to keep the economy from collapsing. And all of these ruses don't work. And all they're going to do is make the situation work. Nobody wants to face the problem. Inflation has been with us for a long time, particularly in a big way recently. And they all like inflation. It keeps the wheels going. It keeps the jobs coming and the profits. And so nobody wants to see it end. They'll do anything other than classically purge the system, which they should be doing. But they refuse to do that. They'll have to do it sooner or later. But they'll blame it on something else, like a war in Iran or a war in Kosovo or something like that. And then they'll say it wasn't our fault. That's because of those terrible wars and all those terrible people. And, of course, that's not true because what they're doing is they're lying about everything.
I agree with you. And that's why I think President Ahmadinejad of Iran, if he isn't working with the CIA, he ought to be, because he's giving us every justification for attacking Iran. And if we attack Iran, we're going to open a can of worms. The genie's got to be out of the bottle, and I believe that will totally wreck our economic system. But what's so sad about that, Bob, is it's going to impoverish the people who spent their whole life working and saving and believing that, you know, our currency was as sound as the dollar, and it really isn't. It's simply worthless paper. And in fact, even our coinage has no value. In fact, right now the metal in a penny is worth more than a penny. That's why they're talking about doing away with it. The metal in a nickel is worth more than a nickel. But, of course, it's simply because our currency is going down so much in value.
Well, that's certainly true, and it's going to continue. One of the things that has kept the U.S. stock market up is the yen carry trade. Right. And the yen carry trade is going to end. It's going to end because Japan now has inflation in a bigger way than they've ever had it. And they're going to have to raise interest rates sooner or later. And when they do that, the yen will get stronger, and people won't want to borrow the yen to buy dollars to gamble in the stock market. And so that's going to make the job of the central bank is extraordinarily difficult in keeping the market up. And all these things are going to come together, I think, before the end of the year.
Well, of course, another thing the carry trade was doing was they were borrowing, of course, Japanese yen and then changing it over to Icelandic, whatever they have, Coronas or whatever they are, and because they were paying 15%. interest. You know, you buy their bonds, you get 15% on them. The only trouble was they were getting so much inflation, they kept having to lower the value of their currency. I think they lowered it about four times. So the people who were, borrowed yen to get into the Icelandic currency, they got into real trouble. Are they pulling their money out of Iceland?
Yeah, they have been. And the reason they're doing that is that any professional knows that what you do is never, ever, ever chase a yield. Because a high yield is only a reflection of risk. You're better off going to the Swiss franc that pays 1.8% than some paper that pays 7 or 8% because the risk is too high.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan Baxter of the Genesis Communication Network and Sydney Arm. Our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. We're talking about what's going on in the world. We're talking about the fact that we have very real inflation in our country, which is one of the things that happens before a currency collapses. We often, of course, quote to you what Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, where he quotes Lenin as saying, the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch its currency. The best way to destroy a nation is to debauch its currency, and not one person in a million will know what is happening. Well, I think we've got more than one person in a million who knows what's happening. But, of course, what we need is for everybody to understand that the people in charge are intentionally and purposely debauching our currency. I don't think that this could have happened by accident. In fact, I was very interested in one of Bob's recent comments, that the demise of Bear Stearns and Company, one of the largest investment firms in the nation, had been planned long ago. Do you believe that's really true, Bob?
Absolutely. And you just look at the facts. 2 days before the demise of Bear Stearns, or I call it the financial assassination, the Fed admitted to the Senate committee that they already knew that they were going to lend money to financial firms other than just banks. Well, if that was the case, why didn't they wait and lend money directly to Bear Stearns and not give the money to J.P. Morgan Chase to take over the company? And the underlying problem here is that J.P. Morgan Chase did not want anybody to know that they were literally bankrupt because of what was on their books. And I think that's what that was all about. And also there was an added factor of payback, because Bear Stearns would not participate in the bailout of LTCM in 1998, and the Illuminati never forgave them for that.
But I think the significant thing is that J.P. Morgan Chase has 70 trillion. That's not B, or million boy, billion, T, trillion, Tom. They have $70 trillion of derivatives. And now, of course, with the ones that they got from Bear Stearns, it's up to about $90 billion. They must have, about $77 and 13 is $90 trillion in derivatives. How are they going to handle that when that whole thing comes unraveled?
I don't think they're going to handle it. The thing's just going to go down. And the Fed, in conjunction with the government, the Treasury Department, will find a way of saving the big banks. In the meantime, over the next couple of years, we'll lose a couple of hundred small and medium-sized banks who are holding this toxic paper, and they just let them go under. And they want that, too, because they want to consolidate the banking system and have it controlled by the banks that are controlled by them, and that makes things easier. And that nationalization process is just more of corporatist fascism, and it falls in line with the social political thinking of these people. Now, these people are Nazis. I mean, it's as simple as that. And to call them anything else is incorrect. And they're doing exactly what was done during the 1930s in Italy and in Germany, which some of their families helped finance Adolf Hitler, as we all know.
Right, and I think it's so vitally important to understand that there's nothing new under the sun. The same spiritual forces, occult forces that were energizing the Nazi movement are influencing the what's going on in America today. Well, Bob, certainly as we see this whole thing beginning to implode, I mean, what's going to happen to, you know, the average American? I mean, how will he preserve his wealth?
The only way that I know of to do it is to be in gold and silver-related assets. Because during a hyperinflationary period in which we're in, they're going to take off. And even when we have deflation, gold will still hold its value to a great extent. Silver won't, and commodities won't eventually. But that's the only place to go. You know, I have recommended to some people who must have liquidity use Swiss franc government bonds, but that's kind of a halfway house. And, you know, people, some of them have millions of dollars, and they just simply don't want all of it in gold and silver-related assets. So sometimes they'll put 20% or 50% in that medium. But that doesn't fit very many people because most people don't have that kind of money. But, you know, the basics are there. It's gold and silver, and that's the end of it.
I agree with you totally. In fact, all you need to do is go back and read what Alan Greenspan wrote, you know, back in 1966, where he said, in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect savings from confiscation to inflation. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day. Allicin from Alimax US is the most powerful nutraceutical herbal in the world. It kills all known pathogens, including viruses, fungi, parasites, and even Lyme. It kills malarial parasites, reduces cold severity, and even lowers cholesterol, blood pressure, and arthritic symptoms, and helps you fight cancer and stealth pathogens. If you want to heal your body, you want the real pharmaceutical-grade Allicin, not like any other molecule, hundreds of times more powerful than oregano or any other nutraceutical, do order Allicin from NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. From head to toe, Allicin is the topical, inhalation, and oral, and for your whole body, an amazing tonic for life.
We stand back here with one of our favorite guests, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And before we go on, Bob, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecast if they'd like.
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish via email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually about 28 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well for those who are not on the Internet. The way to get to our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. International, FOrecaster.com. You can get a free introductory copy by going there. Our email address is international_forecaster at yahoo.com. That's international underscore forecaster at yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll-free and get a copy, that's 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
Well, it certainly looks like they actually knocked the price of silver down, staying around 1775, 1750, occasionally get up to 18. But how can they do that? Is there really a shortage of silver? And, you know, everything points to the fact that you can't buy bars from your local dealer. You can't get 100-ounce bars, 1,000-ounce bars. I have a friend of mine who sells gold and silver. He told me he's got a fellow with $1 million who wants to invest in silver, and he can't get that silver for him. Is there any truth to that? Is there really a shortage of silver out there?
Well, there's been an awful lot of stories like that from all over the world, and as you know, as a reader of the International Forecaster, we've been reprinting those letters from all over the world. And yes, there is a difficulty in getting silver in most places. And I believe one of the reasons why is that people are taking delivery on the COMEX. And I think it's the call has gone out to refiners to do the 1,000-ounce bars, which are good delivery, at the COMEX so that they can satisfy the demand through that medium. And I think that's one of the reasons why smaller bars are not readily available. We've also had a shortage of silver eagles, and that's because of problems that the government's had. Evidently, they're going to be out in a week or so, but that stiffened the market. But I think the minute those silver eagles come, I think they're going to get pretty scarce pretty quickly.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, I think it's very interesting that faced with a potential shortage, the price falls. It should go just the opposite. When there's a shortage, the price goes up. When there's an abundance, the price goes down. So obviously, it's
manipulated. Well, I agree with that. But in the commodity market, it has nothing to do, or very little to do, with the physical market. And they can't keep silver down if physical silver offtake is enormous. So, and that's why I tell people, do not take certificates, do not go into pools, buy the physical and take delivery. If you want to, go into the mini contracts and take delivery of the mini contracts if you want. But take delivery, and that's what's going to strain the system.
Well, I certainly think it will, and I think it's going to be an exciting thing as we see this thing unfolding. Now, what are the shorts doing? You always, of course, are telling us, you know, the shorts are doing this, that, or the other thing. And, of course, the people who sell short are the ones who actually control the market. So what is really happening there? What are they doing?
Well, the shorts in gold are slightly lower than their high short position. So in the gold market, they have not been a factor. They're short, and they're still almost record short. In the silver market, the shorts were never what you might call a problem. There was not heavy shorting there after silver went up over $17. And so the potential for short covering is not there the way it is with gold. The potential is the silver offtake. That's where the potential lies. And that's the important segment of that market. And as far as gold's concerned, sooner or later the shorts are going to have to cover. If gold goes lower and they cover, that stabilizes the market at a higher level than it would otherwise, because they got to buy back the gold that they've already sold. On the other hand, if gold goes up and they're faced with over $1,000 an ounce again, they, like the specs, might panic and start to cover at those levels, taking gold considerably higher. And so I think in gold the short situation is excellent. In silver, I think it's a neutral factor.
All right, fine. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, because Bob's certainly one of the best informed people I know, as he looks over the entire financial system as it's beginning really to have increasing cracks. Certainly, the carry trade, they're having real trouble with the carry trade. The hedge funds, an awful lot of them are going down. An awful lot of them are losing money, and you're talking about, you know, billions of dollars heavily leveraged in these hedge funds. Didn't most of them lose money during the first quarter of this last year?
Yeah, a considerable amount of money, ranging anywhere from, at least in their world, because they're so highly leveraged, they're losing somewhere between 6 and 16%. Which is really unheard of. And I think in the next 2 to 3 years, most hedge funds will be gone. And that's going to be another negative factor for the stock market. I think we're entering a period like we did after the Second World War, economy-wise, where the economy goes down for about 8 or 10 years. And the stock market doesn't recover for another 10. So we could have 10 to 20 years of downside in the market, and that's not unusual.
All right, fine. Well, now what's going to happen to the houses? Certainly we see a lot of houses down, certain parts of California, 20-25%. I think, what is it, average across the country, about 18% fall. Is that a fairly accurate figure?
Yeah, it is. You know, average doesn't mean anything. And the reason why is that there are a lot of areas that never really appreciated. And if you go outside major cities, through the hinterland, we'll call it, appreciation probably ranged anywhere from 2% to, oh, perhaps 15 or 20% max. In the hot areas, there were 30 of them. Prices went up 150%. So really, it's the hot areas that we want to look at, those 30 major cities in the United States. And they're down somewhere between 20 and 25, and they're going to drop another 15 to 25%, depending upon where we are. Los Angeles, another 25%. San Diego, the same. Las Vegas, Phoenix, the same. The other large places, probably only 15 to 20%. It's hard to put a slide rule to it, because human emotions play a great part in this, other than just statistics. And of course, we don't know how far the government's going to do in bailing people out. We don't know how far government is going to go in bailing lenders out. We don't know whether the government's going to bail anybody out. And so, you know, we have all these question marks. But it's all bad. There's nothing good about it. And 3.5 years ago, we predicted all this to protect our subscribers, and unfortunately, we were dead right.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that inflation is going to destroy the value of all of your savings. It is going to destroy the value, certainly, of your anything that is mediated in dollars, whether it be pension funds, whether it be insurance policies, whether it be your CDs, your T-bonds, or certainly your pension funds if it's invested in the stock market. Anything that's tied to the dollar is going to be destroyed in the coming massive financial tsunami. So if you want to survive, remember what Alan Greenspan wrote back in 1965. In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the savvy secret of the welfare state, its tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. And ladies and gentlemen, they are going to confiscate your wealth, and you better start protecting yourself against it. And those words were written in 1965 by Alan Greenspan, who is, of course, the father of this age of turbulence, this collapse of the economic system. He knew exactly what he was doing. Don't think for a minute this was accidental. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, this is a disaster. And, you know, the last semblance of normality and good judgment went out the window after Paul Volcker was no longer head of the Federal Reserve between 1982 and 87. And he straightened the system out. The Arab oil producers, OPEC, had more money than they knew what to do with, so they put it in New York banks, and that time they lent that to third world countries. And, of course, they didn't get the money back, and there was this great inflation that preceded that, and that's what caused that. So Mr. Volcker purged the system, which was classically economic, and he did the right thing. And this time they're not doing that. They're going to go all the way on inflating, and that is just not going to work. In fact, you know, and Paul Volcker is an Illuminist, but if he came back in and did what he did before, they could probably save the system with a great deal of pain, but they could probably save it. And without something like that, it just isn't going to happen. And as you say, you know, Alan Greenspan and now Mr. Bernanke have their marching orders for the Illuminati, and it's destroying not only the United States economically and financially, but the whole Western world.
Oh, they're having inflation over in China. They're having inflation in India. They're having inflation in Malaysia. The inflation is growing all throughout the world, not simply in the United States and Europe. But they're even having troubles over there in Great Britain. The price of housing is falling. It's falling. Certainly Spain is having real problems financially. And they're having to be propped up by the European Central Bank. But how long are they going to continue, you know, propping up those countries, which, of course, are simply trying to maintain the living standards of their people by inflation at the expense of everybody else in the European Union? So what do you see is going on over in Europe at the present time?
Well, you mean inflation-wise?
What's that?
I said you mean inflation-wise.
Right, inflation-wise and financial-wise.
Well, you know, you saw those inflation figures that we published, and they're absolutely dreadful. And, you know, every nation in the world has got terrible inflation. It ranges anywhere from... These countries admit what their inflation is, anywhere from 7% in Saudi Arabia to 40% in Russia. And there's a whole bunch of countries in between where inflation has just gone crazy. It's not only the creation of money, which was used to keep their currency down, and then what they did was they bought dollars, which really just made the situation worse, because then they didn't know what to do with the dollars, because they were... The dollar's been dropping. And so it's kind of the worst of all worlds. And so inflation is going to continue. There's so many factors involved now that are causing inflation, but the real main cause is the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve in the United States is creating money and credit at about an 18% rate. And that is not healthy. And it's very inflationary, and everybody else is doing the same thing, you know, to a lesser or more degree than one another.
Now,
and they're not going to stop doing it.
What is the MZM? You've used that phrase. The Wellington letter uses the phrase.
Oh, it's just money that can be used immediately.
Okay, fine. But that is being rapidly increased. Is the MZM increasing rapidly?
35%.
35%.
I think it was 35.6 in the last issue.
Right.
And that was for the previous week. And, you know, I can't believe that, you know, business stands by and says, oh, yes, there's going to be a recovery and so on and so forth. And, you know, how can there be a recovery when money and credit is being increased in such a manner?
Right. Well, I think people have to understand that there is a conscious effort to destroy the value of their savings, their life savings. For indeed, you know, the whole purpose of outlawing gold was to take away the ability of the people to protect themselves from the ravages of inflation. It's taken a long time for it to get to where it is today, but now it's really running out of control. Now, is MZM like the M1, or is it a different measure?
It's a combination. combination of M1 and a few other factors.
Okay, fine. So that is a new one on me. Certainly I know M1, M2, M3. I know most
of them. Yeah, they used to call it hot money.
I see, okay. But anyway, the hot money is increasing at a fantastic rate. Well, we've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I think the most important thing for those people out there who don't have a lot is to get, you know, out of your debt situation, particularly with credit cards and revolving credit, and try to pay as much off in your vehicles as you can. And those of you who have money to invest should be getting food and something to defend your family. And if you have money beyond that, then you should be in gold and silver related assets. And to me, it doesn't get any more complicated than that. We're in the biggest bull market in gold and silver in history. It's been going on for 8 years because of suppression. I mean, this would have been over a long time ago. But they've chosen to drag it out. And that means that gold and silver will go higher than they normally would have. And so it's just to your advantage, and you're going to be able to protect yourself by being in those vehicles.
I agree with you. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Bob. We look forward to having you on again real soon. And of course, our guest this afternoon has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And so, I guess we're going to be talking to you again. No, we won't talk to you again until a little bit later this month. And he'll be back Sydney next Monday at the same time here on Genesis. Bye-bye, Bob. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. If you'd like first to know more about this financial crisis we're entering, you need to see my talk on the financial tsunami. It's available on DVD or on video. And then, of course, we suggest you get the syllabus because it has all the quotations that we use. And, of course, we want you to know what Alan Greenspan said, what Paul Volcker said, what Daniel Webster said about, of course, the greatest means of deceiving the working man is through the delusion of paper currency. And certainly this has been known for a long period of time. It's just the American people don't know. You need to get the talk on the financial tsunami. You need to get the syllabus that goes with that. And again, the number is 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we have two pamphlets. One is called The History of Money. The other is called The Financial Meltdown. And they'll give you a good overview of what's happening. We also carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. This information is vitally important right now. And then those of you who have not laid in your supplies for the difficult times that lie ahead, I mean, if you have a food catalog from us, why, you can certainly get your orders in. You can certainly get the order for two people for a year of what you would need, or simply order selectively whatever you want to do. Many of you may have food left over from Y2K, but remember, it's not imaginary. There are food riots throughout the world today. And food prices have gone up in many of these countries throughout the world, 83% over the last 3 years, 83%. And large parts of the world are facing hunger, starvation. We have about 40 to 45 days worth of food supplies of the staples here in this country. And if anything were to happen, we were to have floods or hurricanes, whatever it would be that impede planting, we could have very real food shortages here. You need to have these things on hand, and you need to be prepared to look after your family. So if you'd like a free food catalog, just call us, emergency catalog, emergency food catalog. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to have a store of health products on hand, the vitamins, the minerals. One of the things we have is something called Allibiotic. It's something we take whenever we're worried about getting the flu. We take that along with vitamin D. It has oil of oregano. It has allicin, which is a garlic compound. It has an elderberry juice. It has a couple of other things in there that will increase your immune response. And, well, it's kept me going pretty well for the last several years since we've been taking it whenever we felt we were coming down with something called simply Allibiotic. And if you'd like more information on that, you go to our website or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. So lay in your supply of foodstuffs. And if you want to get your Berkey water filters or Berkey water special filters, we have these. You want to have extra filters on hand. And then, of course, if you want to get the barrels to store your water in, or the pumps to get the water out, why, of course, these things are available through Radio Liberty. If you want to know how to shelter your home in place, you need to get the DVD entitled Sheltering in Place. It just tells you what you would do if there was unthinkable and a nuclear or chemical or biological attack, and you couldn't get out. What would you do in your home? Well, everything's there. They've thought it all through. We have a 4-tape set on civilian defense. We have the DVD, Sheltering in Place. We have the book, Making the Best of Basics. Making the Best of Basics. What do you do if you got wheat? How do you prepare it? How do you grind it? How do you survive if we don't have all the amenities on hand that we have now? We're entering into very, very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. We may be...